Hello, thank you so much for downloading our episode. This is John Gora. I hope you listen and you get inspired. Don't forget to subscribe so that you can get our episodes each and every week as they drop. Be the first listener and get inspired. Truth has it that it reaches a point when the most important person in your life becomes the worst person, like they become strangers in your life. Hi, we are living in a world that turns around every single hour. And we as a people, our body changes every single second. Whatever we do to ourselves dictates what happens in the next few minutes of a life. You see, a body of a human being is like a building under construction. It is a building that is fully made, ready to be occupied. But before anyone occupies the space, they have to do some small touches, change how the bedroom looks, change how the kitchen looks, bring this and remove that, and that is what makes the body of a human being. But in day-to-day life, there are so many things that we live to regret why we never understood them in the first place. Now, these are five important lessons that people wish they knew earlier in their lives. Number one, important people come and go. You see, our life is made in such a way that we will meet people, different people from different backgrounds. And in the line of meeting people, we meet people who become very important in our lives. But unfortunately, truth has it that it reaches a point when the most important person in your life becomes the worst person, like they become strangers in your life. Today you are in a very beautiful relationship with a woman or a man. Tomorrow the same women are tearing you apart. If you are not taught that this is something that happens and it is a normal occurrence, it takes us away. It removes our confidence. It makes us think like the only option we have is to take away our lives. But I want to remind you something. These are lessons that you ought to have been taught way back in your life. You did not have to learn it today. Maybe you know about this. Maybe it is hard for you to accept. But this is what I want to tell you. When you develop acceptance that such kind of occurrences are there and that there's a possibility that the most important people could become strangers in your life, when it happens, it will be easier for you to improve the quality and substance of every person that comes into your life. Number two, do not let rejection from other people lead you to self-rejection. You see, most of the time when we try to do something and we are not perfect, we don't do it right, people reject us, people grade us, and they tell us that, you know, we are underperforming, we are not good at something. Never ever allow such kind of an experience to make you try to avoid doing something, to avoid to be rejected. You see, sometimes you're a woman, you've been trying to get married and it's not working. So you want to avoid getting married because you feel like, you know, marriage isn't my thing. Sometimes you're a man, you're trying to approach ladies, but anytime you approach a woman, they reject you. You are a job seeker, you're going for an interview. Anytime you get a call for an interview and you get to this boardroom, you get to this interview room, you do your interview, but you get rejected. Let me tell you something. Don't let the power of rejection make you reject yourself. This is what people tend to do. Once people feel like they are rejected, they try that whenever such kind of an experience comes into their face, they want to avoid. They run away. Now you don't want to apply for any job because you want to avoid being rejected. You're like, no, instead of waiting to be rejected, I better just, you know, I better just skip this. I will not apply for this. I've tried, but they have always been rejecting me. What happens at this hour is that they are not rejecting you. The truth is, you could be thinking that you are avoiding rejection, but in the other side, you are rejecting yourself. You are allowing yourself to put rejection in front of everything that you want to do. Number three, sometimes in life, you have to let people down for you to be happy in your life. Sometimes, you know, you are trying to do things and things are not just working and you feel like, you know, I just have to avoid this party. I just have to, stop doing this because I need to be happy. If taking care of yourself means that you have to avoid a certain party, you have to avoid a certain group, you have to avoid a certain job, you have to avoid a certain, you know, understanding or norm within your culture or society, then you have to go with what makes you happy. You have to choose to be alone. If it means to avoid getting married to this guy, because by doing so, you are taking care of yourself, then that is exactly the right thing to do. You know, most of the people do things to please others, and that's where we go wrong. What we must understand is that your self-love must always be greater than the love that you get by pleasing others or doing things so that you can be loved by others. Self-love has to be more powerful than being loved because you are doing this and that, because love that comes from other people can always expire. They have expiry date. But when you develop self-love, you can never stop loving yourself. You keep on loving yourself. And once you develop it and becomes part of you, you see yourself improving every single day. And lastly, if you want fun, you are always fun. When you want to be happy, you want fun. You want to make things look brighter and better for you. Do not allow anybody to define fun for you. Do not allow other people's definition of what is fun to you. Like, for example, it is difficult to understand this, but let me demonstrate to you what I mean. Sometimes having fun for you is just sitting alone in a very secluded room, reading a book, watching a movie, playing a certain game. If that is what makes you fun, then you've got to do it. Let no one tell you that no, it isn't fun to be alone. It isn't fun to read this book. It isn't fun to watch football. It isn't fun to watch this series. You know, these are the ladies' thing. These are things that men only do. These are only ladies' things. These are only men games. These are only, you see, fun has to be created and defined by you. When you allow other people to define fun for you, that's why you find a lot of people in a miserable state of health, because you have allowed people to define what is fun for you. And therefore, when you get to it, you have two minds. You are trying to fix yourself into their shoes, but you can't fix it because things are not turning out as per what you expected. But when you allow yourself to define what fun is, you find things going so smooth. Sometimes fun for you is just going to church and playing keyboard. Sometimes fun for you is just going to the library, sitting there and reading books. Sometimes fun for you is just going and making tea. Sometimes it is just about ironing your clothes. That's what makes you fun. So don't allow anyone else to define what is fun. Sometimes celebrities will define it with these colorful advertisements outside there, and you think that is what fun is all about. When you try to do it, you will realize that there's a lot of depression that comes with fun that is defined by other people than when we define it by ourselves. Even when other people say it is not fun, but you believe and trust that that is what makes you fun, go ahead and do it. My name is John Gora, aka The Motivator. And if this is your first time and you enjoyed what you had here, it is my pleasure to welcome you to my world by subscribing to this YouTube channel. And also, don't forget to click the like button And there's a notification bell there. Never forget about this, because when you do that, it will always bring you back to my videos. Watch them and learn something out of it. Thank you so much for listening to today's message. I hope you subscribe not to miss any episode that comes each and every week. We'll drop it right here to inspire not only you, but the world over.